Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This message is for the week of July 31st, 2022. It's taken from Psalm 113. You may want to turn in your Bibles now to Psalm 113, and I'll also be referring to Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 to 15. Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 to 15. Psalm 113, I've entitled this message, Who is Like the Lord Our God? The call to worship is from Psalm 100, verses 2 to 4. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before Him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is He who made us. We are His. We are His people, the sheep of His pasture. Enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name. Amen. We are in the Hebrew Songbook, the Book of Psalms, starting a series of messages based on the five psalm collection, Psalm 113 to 118, known as the Egyptian Hallel. Hallel means praise, and that is the theme of these five psalms. Although Psalm 114 is the only psalm which refers directly to the Exodus event, all five psalms offer praise to God for intervening in the world to bring salvation. Today we are looking at Psalm 113. Now traditionally, these five psalms were sung during the Passover celebration. Psalm 113 and 114 were sung before the meal, and Psalms 115 to 118 were sung after the meal. As you read these psalms, consider that these may have been the last songs Jesus sang before His arrest, following the celebration of the Passover with His disciples. Now, let's take a closer look at Psalm 113. Verses 1 to 4, I've called these, Praise the Lord who reigns above. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you, His servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations, His glory above the heavens. Now clearly the focus of this psalm is to praise the Lord. Three times in the first verse and five times by verse 3, we are called to praise the Lord. Now does anyone know some Hebrew? How do you say praise the Lord in Hebrew? That sounds pretty hard, but I think you may know. Praise the Lord in Hebrew is hallelujah. Hallelujah is praise, and Yah is a term for Lord. Hallelujah. Now, who is it that is called to praise the Lord? Verse 1 says, Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you His servants. His servants, those who have committed themselves to serve the Lord, are to praise Him. This means to worship Him. Worship of God involves far more than singing to Him. It means He is the focus of all we say and do. The Lord's servants are to praise Him all the time, not just for an hour on Sunday. We are to praise Him through our life all the time, including into eternity, and as we see the beginning of verse 3, in all locations, wherever the sun rises to where it sets. Now, what are we to praise the Lord for? Typically, we praise people for what they do. We especially notice their actions as they benefit us. We may praise an athlete for their skill, but mostly we praise them if they're on our team. When we seek to praise God, we often focus on His actions with which impact us, my health and my happiness. There's a song which includes the words, "Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good. Lord, you are good to me." It's true that the Lord is good. It's also true that He is good to me. However, do not fall into the trap of making the Lord's goodness conditional on whether He meets your definition of being good to you. What humanity needs is healing from the sickness of sin and a renewed eternal relationship with God, not a trouble-free life. And the Lord knows this, and in His goodness, He is providing for us all that we need. Verses 1 and 2 call us to praise the name of the Lord. Now, what does it mean to praise the name of the Lord? His name describes His character. This means we are to praise the Lord for His character, for who He is. Exodus chapter 34, verses 5 and 6. Exodus 34, verses 5 and 6 describes a moment between the Lord and Moses. I'll read it. "Then the Lord came down in a cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed His name, the Lord. And as He passed in front of Moses proclaiming, 'The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness.'" The name of the Lord, the name of the Lord, we praise Him for He is compassionate and gracious. It is His character, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. In verse 4, we are reminded how awesome and truly worthy of praise God is. He is far greater than the nations, than those who threaten us. His glory is far above the vast heavens that we see around us. How great is our God! Now let's move on to verses 5 to 9. Praise the Lord who stoops down. Verses 5 to 9 say, "Who was like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap. He seats them with princes and the princes of His people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord." It's no wonder the psalmist cries out, "Who is like the Lord who sits enthroned on high?" The clear answer is there is no one like Him. And this theme is found throughout the Bible and addressed at length in Isaiah chapter 40 and 41. Here is a sample from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 10 to 15. "Yes, the sovereign Lord is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, He brings His reward with Him as He comes. He will feed His flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in His arms, holding them close to His heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young? Who else has held the oceans in his hand? Who has measured off the heavens with his fingers? Who else knows the weight of the earth or has weighed the mountains and the hills on a scale? Who is able to advise the Spirit of the Lord? Who knows enough to give him advice or teach him? Has the Lord ever needed anyone's advice? Does he need instruction about what is good? Did someone teach him what is right or show him the path of justice? No, for all the nations of the world are but a drop in the bucket. They are nothing more than dust on the scales. He picks up the whole earth as though it were a grain of sand. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The Lord is great. In Psalm 113, verses 6 to 9, adds to our reasons to praise the Lord by moving from his grandeur to include his incredible compassion and grace to the nobodies of this world. Although the Lord is far above us, far above the nations, even so far beyond the heavens he created, that he must stoop down to look on it, he is still able to care for those the world has forgotten and overlooked. He has not forgotten or overlooked the poor and the needy. The psalmist even tells us that the Lord who stoops down will in his time raise them up to sit on thrones alongside princes. Now, it's important that we maintain a biblical balance as we worship our God. He's not just another friend, nor is he someone so far removed from us that we need angels or other mediators to reach his ear. We serve a God great in power and great in mercy and compassion, who stoops down to save us. Imagine Jesus singing this psalm just prior to celebrating the Passover and initiating the new covenant he is about to make in his body and his blood for all of humanity. This is the ultimate act of God, stooping down to lift us up by becoming human. We read this in Philippians chapter 2, 5 to 11. In dying for our sin, Jesus is able to bridge the gap of sin so that we may join him in heaven if we accept his gift of grace. Paul describes this incredible act of compassion in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 4 to 7. He writes, "But God's mercy is so abundant, and his love for us is so great, that while we were spiritually dead in our disobedience, he brought us to life with Christ. It is by God's grace that you have been saved. In our union with Christ, he raised us up with him to rule with him in the heavenly world. He did this to demonstrate for all time to come the extraordinary greatness of his grace in the love he showed us in Christ Jesus." Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. The reference in Psalm 113, verse 9, to the barren woman becoming a happy mother may seem out of place in this psalm until one sees that the verses before, verses 7 and 8, is virtually a direct quote from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8. You see, verses 7 and 8 are part of Hannah's song of praise to the Lord in response to the miraculous birth of her son Samuel. Yet Hannah's son not only brought her joy, but Samuel's leadership brought joy to the whole nation. He brought them two kings. He brought them back to the Lord. Sarah's son, Isaac, another miracle child, born to her in old age, began a nation with a promise of a future son who would bring a blessing to the entire world. Mary's son, Jesus, is that blessing. Who is like the Lord our God? No one. He alone is worthy of our worship and praise. He who is far greater than all he created is also he who reaches out in love to even the downcast. Have you responded to the Lord's mercy and compassion? Is your life praising him as one of his servants? Praising him for who he is, for his love, for his compassion, for his mercy. Psalm 113, verses 1 to 3 from the New Living Translation says, "Praise the Lord. Yes, give praise, O servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord now and forever, everywhere from east to west. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen." Our benediction is from Psalm 72, verses 18 and 19. "Praise be to the Lord God, the God of Israel, who alone does marvelous deeds. Praise be to his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen." The Lord bless you. Thank you for joining us today. Sing praise, live praise. Worship the Lord through your life today for who he is and what he has done. Praise the Lord. Again, thank you for joining us today. Goodbye.